Blog Talk Radio.
Now, we read about Micah last night, didn't we?
Good morning and welcome to the wonderful program called Read the Word. We're having a great time here. Hopefully you're enjoying this like we are. The book of Judges has been a pretty tough book because the people of God continually do wrong. I think it's interesting, if you didn't get to hear today's noon prayer, we talked about God restoring his people, and he said to them in the book of Ezekiel, I'm going to do this for my own namesake, because you have hated me and turned your back on me throughout all your history. And man, you read what we're getting ready to read today, and then you read what we had today at the noon prayer program. It is two different Israels. And the verse of scripture that everybody gives as the main verse for Judges is, every man did what was right in his own sight, and that will always turn to evil and sin. Because if you don't believe there's a God and you don't believe you got to do right to be with him, you're going to do what's ever right in your own eyes. Man, that's going to mess you up. God Almighty put a hole inside of you that only he can fill. Amen. Doesn't matter what you put in it, it won't work. And so we're going to see it again tonight. This is a rough set of chapters. But this is what I have to say about that. Romans chapter 5, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. Father, this is praying our opening prayer together, 145. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, be able to comprehend with all the saints. Say it, and I'm one of them. What is the width, length, depth, and height, so that I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Here we go. The last three chapters of Judges. Chapter 19. The Levite's concubine. Lord, have mercy on us. What a chapter. Came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel, there was a certain Levite staying in the remote mountains of Ephraim. He took for himself a concubine from Bethlehem in Judah. But his concubine played the harlot against him and went away from him to her father's house at Bethlehem in Judah and was there 4 whole months. Then her husband arose and went after her to speak kindly to her and bring her back, having his servant and a couple of donkeys with him. So she brought him into her father's house. And when the father of the young woman saw him, he was glad to meet him. Now his father-in-law, the young woman's father, detained him, and he stayed with him 3 days. So they ate and drank and lodged there. Came to pass on the fourth day that they arose early in the morning, and he stood to depart. But the young woman's father said to his son-in-law, refresh your heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. So they sat down, and the two of them ate and drank together. Then the young woman's father said to the man, please, be content to stay all night and let your heart be merry. When the man stood to depart, his father-in-law urged him, so he lodged there again. Then he arose early in the morning on the fifth day to depart, but the young woman's father said, please refresh your heart. So they delayed until afternoon, and both of them ate. I like the eating part. The rest of this is a mess. Verse 9, when the man stood to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the young woman's father, said to him, look, the day is now drawing toward evening. Please spend the night. See, the day is coming to an end. Lodge here that your heart may be merry. Tomorrow go your way early. so that you may get home. However, the man was not willing to spend that night. So he arose and departed and came to opposite Jabez, that is Jerusalem. With him were the two saddled donkeys. His concubine was also with him. They were near Jabez, and the day was far spent, and the servant said to his master, "Come, please, let us turn aside into the city of the Jebusites and lodge in it." For his master said to him, "We will not turn aside here into a city of foreigners who are not of the children of Israel. We'll go on to Gibeah." So he said to his servant, "Come, let us draw near to one of these places and spend the night in Gibeah or in Ramah." And they passed by and went their way, and the sun went down on them near Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin. They turned aside there to go into lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat down in the open square of the city, for no one would take them into his house to spend the night. Just then an old man came in from his work in the field that evening, who also was from the mountains of Ephraim. He was staying in Gibeah, whereas the men of the place were Benjamites. And when he raised his eyes, he saw the traveler in the open square of the city. And the old man said, "Where are you going? And where do you come from?" So he said to them, "We are passing from Bethlehem in Judah toward the remote mountains of Ephraim. I am from there. I went to Bethlehem in Judea, and now I'm going to the house of the Lord. But there is no one who will take me into his house, although we have both straw and fodder for our donkey and bread and wine for ourselves, for your female servant, and for the young man who is with your servant, there is no lack of anything." The old man said, "Peace be with you. However, let all your needs be my responsibility. Only do not spend the night in the open square." So he brought him into his house and gave fodder to the donkeys, and they washed their feet and ate and drank. Sounds like we got a good situation, doesn't it? Well, here comes hell. 22. As they were enjoying themselves, suddenly certain men of the city, perverted men, surrounded the house and beat on the door. Spoke to the master of the house, the old man, saying, "Bring out the man who came to your house, that we may know him carnally." But the man, the master of the house, went out to them and said to them, "No, my brethren, I beg you, do not act so wickedly. Seeing this man has come into my house, do not commit this outrage. Look, here is my virgin daughter and the man's concubine. Let me bring them out now. Humble them and do with them as you please. But to this man, do not do such a vile thing." That is messed up.
Like, it's not vile to do the woman, but it's vile to do the
woman. Wow. 25, and men would not heed him. So the man took his concubine and brought her out to them, and they knew her and abused her all night until morning. And when that day began to break, they let her go. Then the woman came as the day was dawning and fell down at the door of the man's house where her master was till it was light. When her master arose in the morning and opened the doors of the house and went out to go his way, there was his concubine fallen at the door of the house with her hands on the threshold. And he said to her, "Get up and let us be going." But there was no answer. So the man lifted her onto the donkey, and the man got up and went into the place. When he entered the house, he took a knife, laid hold of the concubine, divided her into 12 pieces, limb by limb, and sent her throughout all the territory of Israel. And so it was that all who saw it said, "No such deed has been done or seen from the day that the children of Israel came up from the land of Egypt until this day. Consider it, confer, and speak up." Isn't it something that when I read the last word, I was at 9:11 on my timer?
9:11.
Chapter 20, 9:25. So all the children of Israel came out from Dan to Beersheba as well as from the land of Gilead, and the congregation gathered together as one man before the Lord at Mizpah. The leaders of all the people of the tribes of Israel presented themselves in the assembly of the people of God, 400,000 foot soldiers who drew the sword. Now the children of Benjamin heard that the children of Israel had gone down up to Mizpah. Then the children of Israel said, tell us, how did this wicked deed happen? So the Levite, the husband of the woman who was murdered, answered and said, my concubine and I went into Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin, to spend the night. And the men of Gibeah rose against me, surrounded the house at night because of me, then intended to kill me, but instead they ravaged my concubine so that she died. So I took hold of my concubine, cut her in pieces, sent her throughout all the territory of the inheritance of Israel, because they committed lewdness and outrage in Israel. Look, all of you are children of Israel. Give your advice and counsel here and now. So all the people arose as one man, saying, none of us will go to his tent, nor will any turn back to his house. But now this is the thing which we will do to Gibeah. We will go up against it by lot. We will take 10 men out of every 100 throughout all the tribes of Israel, 100 out of every 1,000, and 1,000 out of every 10,000, to make provisions for the people, that when they come to Gibeah and Benjamin, they may repay all the vileness that they have done in Israel. So all the men of Israel gathered together against the city, united together as one man. Then the tribes of Israel sent men throughout all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, what is this wickedness that has occurred among you? Now, therefore, deliver up the men, the perverted men, who are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death and remove the evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not listen to the voice of their brethren, the children of Israel. Instead, the children of Benjamin gathered together from their cities to Gibeah to go to battle against the children of Israel. So just a messed up deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
And from their cities at that time, the children of Benjamin numbered 26,000 men who drew the sword, besides the inhabitants of Gibeah, who numbered 700 select men. Among all this people were 700 select men who were left-handed. Every one of them could sling a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. That's a good shot. Shoot that with your bow, Brother Dusty. Love you, man. Now, besides Benjamin, the men of Israel numbered 400,000 men who drew the sword. All of these were men of war. The children of Israel rose and went to the house, up to the house of God, to inquire of God. They said, which of us shall go up first to battle against the children of Benjamin? The Lord said, Judah first. So the children of Israel rose in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin. And the men of Israel put themselves in battle array to fight against them at Gibeah. Then the children of Benjamin came out of Gibeah and on that day cut down to the ground 22,000 men of the Israelites. And the people, that is, the men of Israel, encouraged themselves and again formed the battle line at the place where they had put themselves in array on the first day. The children of Israel went up and went before the Lord until evening and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I again draw near for the battle against the children of my brother Benjamin? And the Lord said, go up against them. Children of Israel approached the children of Benjamin on the second day. Benjamin went out against them from Gibeah on the second day and cut down to the ground 18,000 more of the children of Israel. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel, that is, all the people, went up and came to the house of God and wept. They sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until evening, and they offered burnt offerings and peace offering before the Lord. Children of Israel inquired of the Lord. The Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, shall I yet again go to the battle against the children of my brother Benjamin, or shall I cease? And the Lord said, go up, for tomorrow I will deliver them into your hand. Then Israel sent men in ambush all around Gibeon. All the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in battle array against Gibeah as at other times. Children of Israel, the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city. They began to strike down and kill some of the people, as at the other times in the highways, one of which goes to Bethel and the other to Gibeah, and in the field about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are defeated before us as at first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them away from the city to the highways. So all the men of Israel rose from their place and put themselves in battle array at Baal Tamar. Then Israel's men in ambush burst forth from their position in the plain of Geba. And 10,000 select men from all Israel came against Gibeah, and the battle was fierce. But the Benjamites did not know that the disaster was upon them. The Lord defeated Benjamin before Israel. And the children of Israel destroyed that day 25,100 Benjamites. All these drew the sword. So the children of the Benjamites saw that they were defeated. The men of Israel had given ground to the Benjamites because they relied on the men in ambush whom they had set against Gibeah. 37. And the men in ambush quickly rushed upon Gibeah. The men in ambush spread out and struck the whole city with the edge of the sword. Now the appointed signal between the men of Israel and the men in ambush was that they would make a great cloud of smoke rise up from the city, whereupon the men of Israel would turn in battle. Now Benjamin had begun to strike and kill about 30 of the men of Israel, for they said, surely they are defeated before us as in the first battle. But when the cloud began to rise from the city in a column of smoke, the Benjamite looked behind them, and there was the whole city going up in smoke to heaven. When the men of Israel turned back, the men of Benjamin panicked, for they saw that disaster had come upon them. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel in the direction of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them, and whoever came out of the cities, they destroyed in their midst. They surrounded the Benjamites, chased them, easily trampled them down as far as the front of Gibeah toward the east, and 18,000 men of Benjamin fell. All these were men of valor. Then they turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon, and they cut down 5,000 of them on the highway. Then they pursued them relentlessly to Gittim and killed 2,000 of them. So all who fell of Benjamin that day were 25,000 men who drew the sword. All these were men of valor. But 600 men turned and fled toward the wilderness to the rock of Rimmon, and they stayed at the rock of Rimmon for 4 months. And the men of Israel turned back against the children of Benjamin, struck them down with the edge of the sword from every city, men and beast, all who were found. They also set fire to all the cities they came to. This is severe. This is what happens when every man does what's evil in his own, or what's right in his own sight. 18:30. Wives provided for the Benjamites. Now the men of Israel had sworn an oath at Mizpah, saying, none of us shall give his daughter to Benjamin as a wife. Then the people came to the house of God and remained there before God till evening. They lifted up their voices and wept bitterly and said, O Lord God of Israel, why has this come to pass in Israel, that today there should be one tribe missing in Israel? So it was on the next morning that the people rose and built an altar there and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. The children of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not come up with the assembly to the Lord? For they had made a great oath concerning anyone who had not come up to the Lord at Mizpah, saying, he shall surely be put to death. The children of Israel grieved for Benjamin, their brother, and said, one tribe is cut off from Israel today. What shall we do for wives for those who remain? Seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them our daughters as wives. And they said, what man is there from the tribes of Israel who did not come up to Mizpah to the Lord? And in fact, no one had come to the camp from Jabesh-Gilead to the assembly. For when the people were counted, indeed, none of the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead was there. So the congregation sent out there 12,000 of their most valiant men and commanded them, saying, go strike the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, including the women and children. And this is the thing that you shall do. You shall utterly destroy every male and every woman who has known a man intimately. So they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known a man intimately. And they brought them to the camp at Shiloh, which is the land of Canaan. The whole congregation sent word to the children of Benjamin who were at the Rock of Rimon and announced peace to them. So Benjamin came back at that time and they gave them the women whom they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh-Gilead. And yet they had not found enough for them. And the people grieved for Benjamin because the Lord had made a void in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, what shall we do for wives for those who remain, since the women of Benjamin have been destroyed? And they said, there must be an inheritance for the survivors of Benjamin, that a tribe may not be destroyed from Israel. However, we cannot give them wives from our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn an oath, saying, cursed be the one who gives a wife to Benjamin. These people were serious about their words when they spoke them. Then they said, in fact, there is a yearly feast of the Lord in Shiloh, which is north of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and south of Libona. Therefore, they instructed the children of Benjamin, saying, go lie in wait in the vineyards and watch. And just when the daughters of Shiloh come out to perform their dances, then come out from the vineyards, and every man catch a wife for himself from the daughters of Shiloh. Then go to the land of Benjamin. Phew. Shall be when their fathers or their brothers come to us to complain, that we will say to them, be kind to them for our sakes, because we do not take a wife for any of them in war. For it is not as though you have given the women to them at this time, making yourselves guilty of your oath. The children of Benjamin did so. They took enough wives for their number from those who danced, whom they caught. Then they went and returned to their inheritance and rebuilt their cities and dwelt in them. So the children of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe. And every family, they went out from there, every man to his inheritance. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own sight.
Oh, my.
My.
They said that quite a lot in Judges.
Now, 23:15. We've just read the whole book of Judges. Now, I found out in my study yesterday that the book of Esther actually happened in the middle of the book of Judges. And so we didn't read it when it actually happened. And I'm not sure why they didn't put it where it actually happened, but it's okay. We're just doing our duty to read. So tomorrow we'll read the book of Ruth. I want you to see this. You got to see that God gave the children of Israel this land, and he drove out the enemy. God is wanting to do the same for you and me, but I'm telling you, you got to drive the enemy of sin out of your life, because that's what this is the example of. But you're not going to do it until you receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You won't actually drive sin out until you receive his righteousness. Now watch this. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know what that means. Well, what it means is this. You and your strength cannot be good enough. You can't. None of us can. Now, I want you to get this. Not even me can be good enough in my own strength. The only way that you get to be free from sin is to accept Jesus' righteousness and receive it. No. You might say, Pastor, I don't even get it. I know, but I got about, 7 videos that you can watch one at a time, on the reality of righteousness. And it'll transform your life with the understanding about sin and being free. And I want to get them to you so you can be blessed by it in Jesus' mighty name. Because, guys, this thing is down to the end. The UN said to Israel, you have no right in the Golan Heights. That's their land. And that's the place where God's going to wipe out Russia when they come after. And that happened last Friday, that the United Nation is now calling them, what would that word, Pariah? Pariah state. The United Nation is calling Israel a pariah state, an outcast of all nations. That's sick and perverted. This thing can end any day here, and you got to be ready. Not out of fear, out of joy that you're going to get to be with the Father who created you. Don't turn and accept the nature of our Father's arch enemy. Don't do that. Receive our Father's help in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation so I know you're right with God. If you pray this prayer and you mean it from your heart, you will be right with God in the next 60 seconds. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John chapter 1.
And John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the
and
Son
you
of God.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and just make an action. I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love, Jesus.
All of your love, Jesus.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a
as a believer every day.
As a believer.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If you just prayed that prayer, you might be saying, well, Pastor, what's going on the inside of me? Well, I can tell you because I can feel it in the inside of me. It's an experience. You just went 28 minutes. You just went from darkness to light. You just went from fear to faith. You just went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Well, how in the world does that happen? Well, you said Jesus come into my life, and he is the author and finisher of your faith. He just came in. You said come in and Jesus is the light of the world. So light came and darkness have to go, because when light comes, darkness goes. You said, come in. Now, what happens when you say that is the Father looks at Jesus and says, adopt them into the family. And you're adopted now into this family. And Jesus gives you all of his righteousness. All you got to do is receive. And all that just happened right now. Your responsibility from this day forward is to walk with God and be a believer. How do I be a believer? Wake up every day and say, Jesus, I believe in you. Help me walk with you every day. All of a sudden, takes all the fear of religiosity, religionism, Christianitize you, bunch of do's and don'ts. No, walk with God. He'll tell you what to do. It's the greatest thing that can ever happen to you right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all we got today. Not really, but that's all we're going to take time for. What an interesting book we just read. And now we're going into Ruth and then 1st and 2nd Samuel, where we study the kings. And it's going to get real serious now. Now, for any of you that have a question, you just say, Pastor, I don't even know what's going on. Send me an email. I can help you walk with God. That's my place on this earth. And until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you tomorrow morning. To all of our brothers and sisters around the world, on the Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be, we pray for God to give you courage and strength all of your life. Any way that we can help you fits within our ability to do it. We'll be glad to help you.
Amen.
The email address is in the notes of this program. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. We'll see you tomorrow. May God richly bless you.